Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Navneet Education Limited Q2 FY25 earnings conference call. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on a touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Sunil Gala, Managing Director from Navneet Education Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you to you also. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and warm welcome to everyone present today on the call. Along with me today, I have Kalpesh Dedhia, our CFO, Rumi Mistry, our Head IR, and SGA, our Investor Relations Advisors. I'm sure you all would have received or seen the results and an investor presentation. So if at all, if someone has not, you can view it on the stock exchanges on the company's website. Before I discuss about the results, I should mention here that the Board of Directors in its meeting declared interim dividend of 1.50 rupee per equity share, representing 75% of the face value of rupees 2. So now coming to the half-yearly results, the performance has been steady at 1,065 crore, a very marginal increase from 1,053 crores in the same period last year. Of course, the EBITDA did improve, reaching to 236 crores compared to 219 crores in H1 24. Let me talk about the respective businesses. First, on publication business, the publication business has encountered a marginal contraction in revenue, which stood at 498 crores as compared to 504 crores half-yearly. In publication segment, I should mention here, as you all know, there is no curriculum change implemented yet, but the courses were reduced by the state government for a few of the subjects, and accordingly, changes necessitated a redesign of certain products, and the selling price were reduced accordingly. This impacted our sales realization, but overall, there is marginal increase in volumes compared to the previous year. And thankfully, for the last 2 years, I've been rather quibbling about paper prices, but thankfully, the paper prices are stable now, post-reduction in the last 6 months. On stationery business, first I'll talk about domestic, that even there, revenue stood at 173 crores versus 189 crores. The decline was mainly due to product repricing, as I just mentioned about the publications. The decline was mainly due to product repricing following a reduction in raw material cost. However, on absolute basis, we observed marginal growth in volumes across various categories. Additionally, domestic sales faced some challenges due to slower than anticipated movement of channel inventory in key markets. Now, to boost sales momentum in the domestic market for the remaining year as well as for the future, we are expanding our offerings within the present categories and on a very advanced stage of planning to introduce new product categories in non-paper stationery. On stationery exports, our export business continued to grow. It is fueled by increasing demand for both traditional paper-based products and new non-paper items. Revenue for the period reached 390 crores versus 358 crores in the same period last year. In the export market in particular, we introduced new product categories across both paper and non-paper segments, and we have started receiving promising inquiries, including interest in products evaluated for ADD, that is anti-dumping duties. So this is basic information on the businesses, and I would rather spend time more on Q&A instead of me talking more about the company. So thank you all, and now I open the floor for Q&A. Thank you
very much.
Yeah.
We will now begin the question and answer session. Participants present on the audio bridge who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from question queue, you may press star and 2. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for the moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Viraj from Simply. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity. Just a couple of questions. One is, if you can just give some perspective on price versus volume impact, both in publishing and stationery. And typically, how do we arrive at pricing in each of the business? You know, given the low RM prices, should we expect some gains to accrue for us going forward?
Okay. Yeah. So on price and volume, so in publication business, we normally do not have to reduce the price on account of reduction in raw material prices. But as I just mentioned, that we had to reduce the size of the book because government also for few of the subjects reduced the curriculum, and accordingly we had to reduce the size of a book. With a reduced size of a book, we have to reprice. We can't keep the same price as it was earlier. And therefore, though, as I said, volumes rose, but the realization reduced. So in terms of volume, overall, we have seen incremental of 4% volume increase, but there was a reduction of around 6% in terms of volume of a product. Size of a product, and therefore the price decrease was on account of that. So around 6% we had to reduce the price. And your question, yeah, let me complete. How do we arrive at the pricing of a product? So normally it is always cost plus basis for both publications and stationery. Only thing in publications, we always are selling the content and paper is a medium. Therefore, we really need not reduce the prices immediately on reduction of paper prices. And in any case, we have to consider same pricing for the one academic year. So we never touch the price of a book even if raw material prices have reduced or probably have increased. So either case, we do not worry much on publications. But in stationery, particularly it is type of a commodity product where there are huge unorganized sector also in the field. So as and when the fluctuation in paper prices are there, we have to adjust our MRP, or if not MRP, if we can't do that, then the trade discounts. Either one of that we have to do.
Just one follow-up on this. In publication, you know, in the past you talked about second-hand market being a very large factor which has impacted the volume recovery to, say, the pre-COVID levels. Given where the RM prices are, I understand for the year we may not change, but, say, going into next year, would we be looking to kind of maximize volume and share those low paper prices gains in the market, or how are we looking to play this?
No, so believe me, because the value or the pricing will be lower, there will be higher offtake of the products is never a case, and vice versa. And therefore, the volumes will increase only and only when we see curriculum changing. Without that, whatever additional efforts that we may do, we may see a single percentage increase in volumes, but not large increase in volume. So volume will not increase even if paper prices are low and our pricing of a product is low.
Okay, just two more questions and I'll come back in queue. One is, in the publications, what will be penetration of digital offering in terms of sales indicatively? And what kind of investment or losses will we be having in P&L now?
So, first of all, now we have really not focused, rather are focusing on just only digital business, because now each and every book of ours has some digital component. So whether digital activities that we are doing, whether it is doing for a book business or whether it is doing for an independent digital activity, is very difficult to bifurcate. Therefore, we have clubbed that in our content business or a publication business. But generally, I would say that earlier that on an yearly basis last year, that we would have lost around 30 odd crore purely on digital business. This year, that loss may come down to around 15 crore.
Okay, got it. And last question was on the stationery business margin. See, I understand in the domestic stationery, given the way the unorganized market is, you would have to share the gains and the raw material prices. But in exports, one would think that, you know, we would be, given most of these contracts would be fixed price contracts, we would be seeing some benefit of low RM prices. And even from a mix point of view, you know, in this quarter, the way mix has played out, one would have expected the margins to improve and see a good profit growth, but that has not happened. So
in reality, in exports business, we have seen improvement in margin because of the reason that you just mentioned. But because in domestic, the volumes or the sales reduced versus our expenses remained the same, including inflationary expenses. And therefore, when we combine both businesses, exports and domestic, you see little reduction in margin. But independently, if you see, then exports have benefited.
Okay, I'll come back in chat. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask question. The next question is from the line of Rishabh Shah from Bugle Rock PMS. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity. I'm audible.
Sorry, sir, your voice is not audible.
Am I audible?
Can you speak a little louder, sir?
Yeah, so my first question is, what is the progress on the CBSE textbook business in this year? And how many schools did we approach this year? And also the increase in the number of schools where our books are going to get prescribed in the current year versus the last year? And how good was the acceptance of the new titles which we wish to introduce in this year?
Sure. So the CBSE book business cycle itself is by the month of October, we are ready with the titles. Then we start marketing of these books across all the schools in the country to our target schools. So at present, as we speak, the marketing initiative or marketing activities are on, and therefore the final understanding of how many schools have accepted or placed an order, we would know by mid-January. And therefore, we always see fourth quarter being the strongest quarter for CBSE book business. So as far as titles are concerned, I am very happy to say that titles are quite well accepted. There are no complaints at all on our titles. And as far as number of schools are concerned, so I'm saying at the group level, we were almost reaching 8,500 schools, and this year the target is to reach 11,000 schools. And of 8,500 schools, we had received order from around 4,700 schools. So this year our target is to at least get an orders from 6,000 schools.
Okay, okay. And so my second question is, even in Navneet brand umbrella, we were doing Rice and Ruffalo services for CBSE.
Right.
How is that part of business doing? Also, how many new schools we would have added for CBSE textbooks in Navneet brand?
So I therefore mentioned about earlier about Navneet group. I did not just mention about Indianica. So when I mentioned about 8,500 and 11,000 or 4,700 versus 6,000, I'm saying at a group level, be it Navneet or be it Indianica. But coming to specific to Navneet, the revenue from CBSE schools would grow by around 25-26% over last year, which was around, again in terms of rupees, it was around 25 crores. So that will grow by 25-30%. So overall acceptance in Maharashtra and Gujarat both is quite well. And therefore, we are very sure that at the year end, we'll see that growth coming to Navneet independently. But generally speaking, what I just mentioned earlier about overall as a group, how many CBSE schools are we targeting, were the numbers that I mentioned.
Okay. And so my third question is, one issue we faced last year was Indianica did not have a technology solution and that gave us a setback. So can you give, what did you do to improve that thing this year?
So we improved on the quality of digital content for each of our title, and we have not yet though completed the classroom solution as we have it in Navneet. We have not completed that fully for Indianica, but the digital component majorly used through QR codes, where we were facing challenges or the acceptance was little low, that we have improved everywhere, and therefore we are quite hopeful that this year the acceptance will be better. We still do not have classroom solution for Indianica books, which is not fully ready.
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sonil from Bohe. Please go ahead.
Hello, Mr. Gala. Everybody in the team.
Sir, can you speak a little louder, please?
Am I audible now?
Yeah, Sonil, you are.
Sir, a couple of questions. Firstly, wanted to understand, you know, you alluded to, you know, low pricing because of volume decline. So when did it start getting implemented, you know, and when did you get a color of this?
The as far as publications are concerned, we did realize that because we reduced the size of a book, we did, and I recall having discussed a bit in my last con call also, that we had to reduce the price of a book because we reduced the size of a book. So that too we knew well in advance. But as far as domestic stationery market is concerned, that too we have to play with the market dynamics. So probably in the month of June, when actually season started or the offtake started, so June and July were the period where we had to increase little bit margins because the books were all the products were already ready, so we had to increase the margin and therefore sales realization came low.
So, sir, broadly, I mean, you had a very aggressive guidance for domestic stationery. What's the new realistic guidance for domestic stationery for this year?
So, as far as volume growth is concerned, we are still confident of growing it by 15% volume. But in terms of value, because of around whatever reduction of pricing that we had to take on our books. So net-net, then now as a value growth will be hardly lower single digit.
Okay. How much cut is in the price of domestic stationery roughly? 10%?
Between 10 to 12%.
Okay. And will you be able to maintain your margins or the price cut is more than the paper price.
So no, price cut is not more than the paper price, but Sonal, we have to understand a similar answer that I will give. If really value wise, if we do not grow much, then but obvious it is going to affect our EBITDA margin because of the fixed operational expenses that we have.
Understood.
That is little concerning. So our endeavor is right now to grow in value terms also, but having seen the situation on the ground, we believe volume wise we'll be able to grow, but overall value wise also on an annual basis to grow will be in a single digit. It can't be more.
And sir, in terms of export stationery, what is the outlook there for this year, 2025, considering the first half is already gone by?
Yeah, so now, again, being back to school season, ordering will start from November till January. Overall, inquiries are really very good. And thankfully, a couple of products which were not bought by from us because of the anti-dumping duty, that also now the same buyers are saying that we don't mind buying from India now. And therefore, we are seeing very good year, not for the remaining year, but in a subsequent year also.
Okay.
So together with that, the new products that we have introduced also have been well received. So overall, we should see a good growth in the fourth quarter as well as the next full year.
And sir, as for the publication business is concerned, would any course curriculum change in 26? Or as of now, I mean, it's a little too early for you to know for sure.
No. So as far as Gujarat is concerned, they have already announced around, instead of just focusing on a grade, they have focused right now on subjects. So they have announced around 15 different subjects from grade 1 to grade 4 to change the curriculum. So that is that clarity we have. It is already published by the state government. As far as Maharashtra is concerned, they are still maintaining that grade 1 and 2 they will change. But in hindsight, we believe that they are still not ready. Maximum grade 1 will be changed. That's our gut feel. But they still maintain that they will change for grade 1 and 2 both.
And so grade 1 to 4 for Gujarat is next year or over a period of 2 years?
No, next year, 25, 26. So these are not grade 4, I said. I said 15 subjects in those grade 4. This year they are not...
subjects in?
From grade 1 to 4, there are different subjects. So 15 titles, they are changing the curriculum, not all. So this is again a new phenomenon.
Like how many titles would be there between 1 and 4? Like this would be what percentage of the total...
Around 50% of the total.
50%. Okay.
Yeah.
Of 1 to 4. And sir, lastly, you said something other thing about anti-dumping duty. I could not hear you.
I'm sorry to interrupt, sir. Can you just join the queue?
Let him complete the last question, please.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sir, you mentioned about something about anti-dumping duty in the call. I could not fully grasp it. Can you please explain it? Okay.
No. So last year, if you recall, we had a little reduction in sales, then of course though it had grew, but there was a reduction in sales on account of an anti-dumping duty on one category of our product last year in the same period. That business of course we have got back, but I did mention that the customers are quite happy and have shown their interest to buy certain products even though there are anti-dumping duty which are in a single digit from India. And if it is from India, Navneet should benefit out of that.
Understood, sir. I'll come back in the queue. Thank you.
Sure.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Megh Shah from Prospero Tree Financial Services. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, please.
Yeah. Sunil bhai, good afternoon. Sir, my first question is, which will be the growth trigger for the company? Because the company is engaged mainly in the two business, publication and stationery. And in publication, we are restricted only to, mainly for the two states, Gujarat and Maharashtra. Is there any plan to enter into any more state or any other state of the India? or because the stationery we can sell globally, but in because of we are publishing the syllabus based books and study material, so currently we are restricted to 2 states. Is there any plan, and which are the trigger for the future?
Yeah, partly you are right, partly I need to inform you, which is now in publications, though largely a large business from for us is from state board curriculum restricted to Maharashtra and Gujarat, but now even CBSE business, that is All India business, from Navneet parent company and from its subsidiary, we are already doing business of around 80-90 crore, and that business is likely to grow faster going forward because of the more and more number of schools growing in the country. So now it is just not restricted to Maharashtra Gujarat. We have already expanded in other category, which is textbook category, All India. And but to answer your first basic question or biggest growth driver, there for at least next 2 years, I foresee it will be stationery that will be growing much faster than the publication business.
And that the CBSE business is through Indinica. Earlier, I think we
so at present, business. At present, 60% of the business is from Indianica. So Indianica has their its own title. Indianica is very strong in Northern Belt and Eastern Belt, whereas in Navneet, we are very strong in again the same markets, Maharashtra and Gujarat, and partly in Karnataka. So though titles are different in both the companies, and the focus markets are different, but as a group, what I understand, what I would rather foresee is that how much business are we bringing from CBSE textbook business in a group. So overall, 60% at present comes from Indianica and 40% in from Navneet.
And for the stationery business, it is the export business which will drive our growth.
Yeah, so in volume terms, even domestic is likely to grow, but in overall value and volume terms, export will be much faster than domestic.
Okay. And sir, just you have mentioned that there is a for standard 1 to 4 in the Gujarat, there is some changes in the syllabus for the some subject or some textbook. Then what will be the impact, likely impact on our business?
So Gujarat business, which is almost 50% of our total state board business that we have, that will have see a growth of at least 10% with this change.
10%. Okay. And sir, is there any plan to further sell the stake in the school business?
Grow in the other states, you mean?
No, stake sale. See, earlier in the
few. Stake sale of K-12, you are saying?
Yeah.
No, there is no immediate plan on that.
Okay. That's all from my side. Thank you, sir. Thank you, Sanil.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Amit Ketan from Liberum Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thanks for taking my question. Sir, can you just call out what was the volume growth in domestic stationery for the first half?
It was 3% growth in volume.
Okay. Because so of if price, I go by your presentation where you have mentioned 12 to 15% volume growth for full year, that implies that in the second half we are looking at something like a 20% volume growth?
Yes. And accordingly, new product category, products have been already planned, and accordingly, this estimation is there.
Got it. Secondly, what is the outlook on paper prices? Do you expect further softening of paper prices or do you think it will be stable?
Very difficult now because I think now paper mills will go under losses if they reduce further. And therefore, I foresee, though they do not have orders and they are trying to get orders at any cost, but much reduction from here is not seen.
Got it. And do we use domestic paper or do we import, are imports cheaper for us?
No. So around 5 to 7% of our consumption is from import of paper, but rest all is domestic.
Understood. Thank you.
Thank you, Amit.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Neeraj Mansika from White Pine Investment Management. Please go ahead.
Hello. Sir. Hi, Neeraj. Thank you for the opportunity. I have only one question on the stationery product that launches you are trying to do. Can you give some color what launch products you are launching in India? And can you also give some color on the new products that you are trying to get into in the domestic market?
So on domestic market, I will not be able to exactly mention which all eight finally products that we'll be launching because we are at a very advanced stage of discussing couple of categories, but we have not finalized which category we launch in the current year. Therefore, I may not be able to answer you that. But as far as exports market are concerned, last year only we had introduced products made out of metal, which is for office use. Then there are plastic folders and plastic molded stationery items. So these are the items that we will start getting sales from. For metals, we have already got a sales, but for the other two items I mentioned that we will see first sale going in from us in the last quarter. And then it should start growing thereon.
And so last question on SSA, can you give some color because...
Sorry?
On the SSA, Sports for All, can you give some color? What is the status right now and how do you see the performance?
So performance-wise, they are doing quite well. And they are in the midst of raising further fund because they have great opportunities going forward. I would say company is doing, as far as the performance is concerned in terms of implementing various programs, they are doing exceedingly well. As far as numbers are concerned, they are not as attractive today, but as every startups would have the challenge of cash crunch as well as the initial losses that they are, because they are in a building phase, building the business. And therefore, there are losses. But on execution front, wherever they have gone, are very, very well appreciated, be it the contracts that they get or be it these championships that they arrange in 10 states to, as of now. Very, very well accepted.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ariel from Bohat. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. My question would be, what is the margin you are expecting in publication in stationery business this year compared to last year?
So margin in publication should be around 30-31%. And in stationery, it should be around between 12-13%.
And what would be your expectation for next year? Will it be at a similar level only or higher?
It will be higher on two counts. One, these margins in the current year also has higher cost inventory which was used during our production, which will not be the case next year. So that is part one. Part two, because of few curriculum change in publications, definitely there will be volume growth. And with volume growth, the operational expenses do not grow in the same line and therefore additional margin. And in stationery business also, similar story, that there also margin should improve next year.
And sir, this year, like in one year, in cash flow statement, there was mentioned like a 50 crore loan was given to others. So I just wanted to understand whom this loan is given to and this is for what purpose?
So it was, we had an excess money today and we have given loan for a short period to a very strong party and therefore that should come back by January.
Okay, thank you. And on export, I wanted to ask like how is the CAPEX going on? What is the CAPEX you plan to do this year and next year? And when will I think you have already sent the sample, so when will the order start going for the new item?
Orders we will come to know only by mid-Feb that how many new orders are for the new items that we have got. This is the right period at present. We have started negotiation or discussion with the buyers, and which they normally finalize between 15th January and 15th February. So by then we will come to know. As far as investments are concerned, one investment that will come in the books, which is as of now shown as an advance money for land, that will come in the books in the third or fourth quarter by way of addition in fixed assets of land. That would cost around 40 odd crore. As I just said, the monies have already been paid as by way of an advance. It is just an execution of conveyance which was pending. That will get over in this quarter or next quarter. But with respect to additional facilities that we are building for particularly exports of business, so this year again, we already spent around 12 crores on buying a land in Gujarat, and construction is on, so we should be spending around 30 crore on construction. So altogether with land, it will be 42 crore of investment, additional investment in the current year.
And in next year, what are you planning to do?
Next year, of course, the first item that I just mentioned, that 40-odd crores, which is shown as advance, will get converted to land now in this quarter. There we plan to further increase the capacity, both manufacturing and storage, and for that we may end up spending between 50 to 60 crore.
Okay. And sir, my last question would be, I wanted to ask, like, what is the seasonality in the edtech business side, and like which quarter has the highest share of revenue?
It is similar. So now edtech has two components. One is for state curriculum. So there the highest revenue will come in the first quarter, and the CBSE curriculum, that will come in the fourth quarter. So normally fourth and first quarter you will see good results. Majorly would be first quarter where it is quite much established. So first quarter will be the best, next will be the fourth quarter.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Madhur Rathi from Counter Cyclical Investments. Please go ahead.
Sir, thank you for the opportunity. Sir, I wanted to understand in our stationary segment, we are guided.
Sorry to interrupt. Can you speak a little louder, sir?
Yes, is it better right now?
Yeah.
Sir, I wanted to understand that in our stationary segment, we had guided a 100 basis increase in margin. But I guess due to price reduction, it won't be possible for this year. So expect some kind of margin benefit for this financial year? And can we expect that 100 bits to come in the next financial year, or even that looks a little bit dicey right now?
So as we expect, there will be higher revenue growth in exports business with a higher margin than last year, versus a little lower growth than expected in domestic market with lower margin because top line is not increasing much versus our operational expenses are more. I still maintain that this year, though we will have little better margin than last year, but not as expected. But next year, I think with further volume growth in the business, we should see further margin growth.
Okay, sir, can we quantify about how much can it come? A range would be fairly good.
Quantifying would be, it is so dynamic scenario month on month basis, so quantifying exact number would be difficult for me.
No issue, sir. Sir, I have a second question on the CBSE revenue. Sir, you mentioned that the revenue from the CBSE school was 25 crores in FY24, and we are currently on a 80 to 90 crore run rate in the CBSE. So what is the incremental revenue that is coming, excluding the 25 crore in FY24 from the CBSE schools?
So as I mentioned, it will be, if we talk about total business, then we should grow by 15%. But if we talk of standalone nominate business, CBSE business, then it will grow between around 20 to 22%. So overall on 80-85 crore that we have, we should grow around 15 to 17%.
I understand that our growth is around 15-17%, but so 25 crore is coming from the school business and the rest is coming from the publication business in Manika. Is that understanding correct?
No. 25 crore school business, there is no revenue of school business in this company.
Okay.
Let me explain. At a group level, now be it our subsidiary Indianica or Navneet, a parent company, both put together, we do a CBSE textbook business of around 80-85 crore. Around 55 to 60 crore comes in Indianica, which is our subsidiary, and the balance comes in Navneet. So I was talking about that number.
Okay. And sir, the second question would be, sir, out of, I guess we got order from 4,700 schools in FY25, and for this year, yeah.
And in
6,000 schools from FY25, we are guiding. But sir, our growth is very, I think, minimal of 20-30%, and our base is only increasing by 25-30%.
No.
Similarly, per school revenue looks quite low. So can we churn out more revenue out of per school based on the project segments?
It is our endeavor to have more and more business from the same school. But in India, the each and every school is that they never give 100% order to one publisher. They give to several publishers. And therefore, whatever number, so probably with the numbers that I have, around 2 lakhs of rupees per school that we are getting, that should grow. That is our always endeavor. But we have convinced school to school to grow that business. So, and that efforts are always on.
Okay, sir, can we expect that this 2 lakh per school to maybe double over the next 3 to 5 years with our efforts going on marketing?
Of course, yes.
Okay, sir. So, thank you so much and all the best.
Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Viraj from Simply. Please go ahead.
Yeah, just one follow-up on the publication business. You said 50% of the curriculum change in grade 1 to 4 in Gujarat would be nearly 50% of the Gujarat publication.
No. What I meant was that if we take normally, if all 4 grades would have changed, all the subjects, we would have grown by around 20% just for Gujarat business. Because of the revenue mix from grade 1 to 4, which is around 24% for us, 24%, let me explain again. Our total book business, 50% comes from Maharashtra, 50% comes from Gujarat. Of that 50%, around 24% would have come if all the subjects of grade 1 and 4 would have changed. But because 50% of the publications are changing, I said, instead of 24% or 20%, we may grow by 10 to 12% in the state of Gujarat. So that is giving us 5 to 6% growth at a company level.
And from Maharashtra, would it be any?
So Maharashtra also, Maharashtra, as I mentioned earlier, we have a cut field that they'll be able to change only one grade, which is grade 1. That in that additional 5% should come from Maharashtra. So altogether 5 plus 5, 10% should come to the group or the company.
Okay. Second question is, you know, you said we are looking at around 30% EBITDA margin from publications in 25. Now, this is purely for the state board publishing business, I mean the standalone business, or are you talking about including Indianica?
No, not including Indianica. It is standalone business that I was talking about.
Okay, understood. So on a blended basis, what kind of a margin you're looking at, sir?
You mean stationery and publication both?
No, no. Indianica and standalone put together.
Okay, that way we have never calculated on a blended basis. But I'll ask my Rumi Mistri to come back on that.
Sure, sure, no worries. Just two more questions. One is, you know, the cash position which we are seeing at September end, is that largely seasonal in nature, or, you know, you think that, you know, there is...
It is always the seasonality that shows this number. So right. If you see past balance sheet numbers of Q2, you will always see bank balances in our books because of the seasonality. This year, additionally, we did receive on account of stake sale, and therefore we have additional money. So it is the scenario which is every year. And now as we progress on building our inventory for next ensuing season, we will use first our working, own money, and then we may borrow for 2-3 months from banks for working capital.
So the question was, you know, given where the raw material prices are, and as you stated that in publications, pricing is not something which we kind of fluctuate every quarter. Is there any thoughts around maximizing the inventory so that you can
whatever storage capabilities that we have already bought additional paper for the next ensuing season, but as you understand, paper is perishable commodity and we really can't store it anywhere we want. And therefore, we would like to play a little safe inventorizing paper. But nonetheless, we have already made contracts at a present price for good quantity of paper for next 3 months. So that way, the inventory will start flowing in, but we have already contracted a larger quantity.
Okay, and just last question was on exports, right? So we have been talking about new categories for some time now. And last 2-3 years, we've been incurring CapEx as well. So just trying to understand in terms of the orders which we're expecting, at what stage would this be at? So are these, are they still at the approval stage, or it's more about commercials and execution, or... If we can just give some color and revenue from new products, new categories in last 2-3 years in export.
Yeah, so first time last corresponding quarter, we did mention about the new categories. And then also there also, we actually had not invested big money there, only invested in small machines. Having got good response, now we have decided to invest right from land building and machinery in a bigger way, comparatively. So our major investment for new categories will go now. It was never done earlier. And as far as the acceptance of these categories, whatever that we had introduced last year, this year we will definitely see good jump in there because the product is quite well accepted.
Okay, so the value proposition still stays if there's any change in duty structure, say in US, because I'm assuming a lot of these will be driven by customers in US.
Yeah, so first of all, there is no single standard duty structure for all categories in stationery. It depends on subcategories wise, they decide on whether to put anti-dumping duty or not. And this depends on whether the local manufacturers have the same products available there or not. So only one category which was hit by anti-dumping, that I was talking about, that even that category, customers have started saying that even though there is anti-dumping duty of single digit from India, they will buy from India. So that I was trying to explain, that we should start getting orders for that as well.
So basically for exports, the orders which we're expecting, basically, we are replacing another imports from another country.
That's right. Yeah. At present, it is
a local manufacturer.
Yeah. So, two ways we will grow. One is replacing the countries by exporting from India, and secondly, adding more and more product category. So we also innovate various products at our end and showcase them in various shows. The buyers keep their shows where we display our products. So any new innovative product that we introduce, they try out for the first time and then they start placing orders. So all these categories put together, replacing from other country as well as our new innovated products, will help us grow.
Okay. Good luck. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sonil from Bohat. Please go ahead.
Sir, all my questions have already been answered. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Neeraj Mansika from White Pine Investment Management. Please go ahead.
So I just wanted to get a reiteration from you. You said EBITDA margin of publishing at 30-31%. The past year, last 3-4 years, there were not the case. So do you see an improvement in EBITDA margin because of the syllabus or because of the low paper prices, because the contribution margin is higher? You would just some thoughts on your side.
I fully agree with you. So once our revenue grows by even 10%, our margin improvement should start happening. Since revenue did not grow for last 2-3 years, there was pressure on margin, even though in the current year paper prices came down partly for inventory, but all those is taken away from our operational cost. So because revenue did not increase, but if we grow by 10%, our margin should start improving. So with every incremental percentage, then 50% of that comes to the bottom line.
Got it. And so, and the margin you're talking of 30-31 against last 3 year average of 27.5%.
You may be seeing consolidated number, right?
Yes.
I was talking about standalone number. On consolidated, as I just mentioned to one previous person, that we'll have to work out both India Nika and Navneet put together about the margin. So I have to come back on that.
And sir, India Nika, can you tell about the growth, what is happening? Because it seems now it's catching up on the growth side as well. So, and can you share some thoughts on that?
So growth-wise, as I just mentioned, that we have good plans deeper into the geographies that we are already present. So we are aiming at higher number of schools, minimum 25% higher number of schools. And therefore, we should see that type of growth in India Nika as well in the current year.
And so, what is bringing this growth? Like, is it because you just launched the product, or is it because on the CBSE, or is it because India Nika was always a very strong brand in terms of in India? So, what is
so the growth? First of all, our base is low today, right? 60 crore is only the base. Now, with every new school accepting this, we will have growth. The schools where we are already selling products, and I also mentioned in between that none of the schools accepts more subjects from a single publisher. They buy from various publishers. So even if additional one title that they accept, then it is an incremental growth for us. So that way we have growth possibility, not by growing number of schools as well as growing more business with in the same school.
So last question on India Nika, 25 crore revenue which you had in India Nika last year, how many schools did you
contribute? 55-60 crore revenue we had. 55, if I'm not mistaken.
55 crore revenue that you had, how much schools contributed to that?
So altogether around 3,900 odd schools would have contributed to that.
And you are talking of around 25% more schools this year.
Yeah.
Great. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you. The last question is from the line of Neeraj Kantekar from Prospero PMS. Please go ahead. Mr. participants left the queue. Ladies and gentlemen, due to the time constraint, we will take this as the last question. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Sunil Gala for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you once again to every one of you who have joined the call. I hope I have been able to address the queries to my best ability. If at all any more queries are there, please reach out to our IR consultants or Rumi Mistry. And with that, I would like to close today's call and wish you all happy and prosperous New Year. Thank you once again to all for participating in the call. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Navneet Education Limited, that concludes this conference. You may leave your lines and you may disconnect your lines. Thank you.